the church's music from the second century.
Shepherd of tender youth, guiding in love and truth.
The sixth century. The 12th century.
O come, O come, Emmanuel.
The 16th century.
Lord, keep us steadfast in your word. Help us to fight this evil.
The 21st century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
You know, every part of the church here has its own sound, if not musically, like Lent or Advent, then in the texts that the church sings, and the church's hymnody has a particular sound for the season we're in right now. It's Pentecost or Trinity season, and we were thinking about this earlier today. We do so much with our listeners, and we know our listeners love the hymns of the church so much that, and we've done this occasionally for Christmas hymns and other seasons of the church here. Why not Pentecost and Trinity? What is your favorite Pentecost or Trinity hymn? And why? A question I want your answer for as we begin audio open lines for the remainder of the program on this Wednesday afternoon, August the 1st. We've got a bunch to choose from, and the season of Pentecost is a full half year, or Trinity, depending on how you count it, a full half year of the church's year. It occupies themes like the Holy Spirit, the church. The day of Pentecost itself, obviously, has a strong emphasis on Sunday and the sacraments, and as I said before, the work of the Holy Spirit through God's Word and His sacraments. All those themes are run through the hymns of Pentecost and Trinity, not to mention the Trinity hymns that stand by themselves, that extol the three-in-oneness of our God, the three persons who are all co-equally God and yet only one God. So, which is your favorite Pentecost Trinity hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. It's audio open lines, issues, etc. coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon, August the 1st. We're giving away the CD, We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God, the hymns of Stephen Starkey, to listeners with the best comments. 1-877-623-6943. And as we usually do with this, what's your favorite hymn? We're going to ask what your favorite hymn is, and then we're going to play a little bit of it, or all of it, as time permits, so that we can hear it for ourselves and see what you love about your favorite Pentecost or Trinity hymn. 1-877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, we get them right here in real time, talkback@issuesetc.org. Include your city and state if you email your answer to that question to us so we know where you're listening. Or you can leave your answer to the question, what's your favorite Trinity and Pentecost hymn, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first, Tiffany in Ridgecrest, California says that her favorite is Father Most Holy, especially verse 2. Here's the choir of Girton College with Father Most Holy. the hymn Father Most Holy. It comes from Tiffany Ridgecrest, California. Her answer to the question, what's your favorite Pentecostal Trinity hymn? How about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. Jeffrey in Appleton, Wisconsin says, Come Holy Ghost, Creator Blessed. He says, a clear exposition regarding the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of a Christian, a strong doxological verse, and a text that spans hundreds of generations of the Christian church from the St. Olaf Kanterei. That's actually one of the most ancient of the Pentecost seasons, coming from a 9th century, 19th century Latin hymn, Veni Creator Spiritus, and it's a marvelous hymn. That is Jeffrey in Appleton, Wisconsin's favorite Pentecost or Trinity hymn. When we come back in Hour 2 of Issues, etc., we'll continue to ask that question to get your answer. What's your favorite Pentecost or Trinity hymn and why? Audio open lines, 1-877-623-6943. Or Facebook.com/issuesETC. We'll be right back.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues, etc.
Yes, there is a Messiah in Seattle. Messiah Lutheran Church and Concordia Lutheran School have served North Seattle for over 60 years, and we invite you to join us on Sunday mornings at 8 and 10:45 with Bible study at 9:20. Messiah Seattle is proud to support Issues, etc. To learn more, watch our adult information class videos online or on DVD. Our website is messiahseattle.org, 206-524-0024.
We have a special premium for first-time donors to Issues, etc. It's the new Issues, etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mousepad. We'll send it to you for your first-time donation to Issues, etc. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also make your first-time gift by check. Make your check payable to Issues, etc. and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support. As I said before the break, the seasons of the church here have a certain sound to them, and it strikes me that many of the hymns that occupy the church's song in Pentecost and Trinity are invocations of the Holy Spirit. Of course, the Holy Spirit is a major emphasis of that part of the season of the church here. It's when the church looks at the book of Acts. It's when the church is occupied with those texts that pertain to the church and the Christ's continued work through the Holy Spirit in his church. So it stands to reason. Of course, also, there's the theme of the Trinity. We're simply asking this question for the remaining hour of Issues, etc. on this Wednesday afternoon, August the 1st. What is your favorite Pentecost or Trinity hymn and why? I want your answer to that question. Jackson. Welcome back to Issues Etc. We are coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Now, the listener with the best, listeners with the best vote, I should say, will receive a CD. We praise you and acknowledge you, O God, the hymns of Stephen Starkey. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can give us a call. You'll get to go first if you're voting by phone, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. If you vote via the Facebook fan page or email, make sure you include your city and state so we know where you're voting from and where you're listening. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Doug in Slayton, Minnesota says his favorite is Holy, Holy, Holy. There's one of those Trinity hymns. If it's good enough for the seraphim and the saints in heaven, shouldn't it be good enough for us? He asks. Here's Holy, Holy, Holy from the choir of St. Mary's Episcopal Cathedral. I think one of the reasons that hymn, that Pentecost and Trinity hymn, has embedded itself so deeply in the life and the song of the church is that it has deep scriptural roots already. Isaiah chapter 6, where Isaiah hears those words sung by the four living creatures that attend God in his heavenly throne room. Holy, the thrice holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of his glory. The song is just drawn directly out of that. And of course, it's also brought forward into the book of Revelation, where John sees the same living creatures, this time with unveiled eyes beholding the Lamb who has been slain and risen from the dead, and singing the same, very same song. Gives the impression that this is a song we will be singing in eternity in the resurrection ourselves. So it's good that the church continues to practice this. Plus, it is a tremendous confession of one of the central teachings of the Christian faith that, sad, except in some churches, has been lost, except for in hymns like this. Hymns have a tendency to preserve the faith once delivered to the saints, sometimes better than the congregations that sing them do, in Holy, Holy, Holy. Charles, listening in Montana, he says one of his favorites for Pentecost or Trinity is "I Bind Unto Myself Today." It's another Trinitarian hymn, another very ancient one attributed to St. Patrick, I believe, sometimes called St. Patrick's Breastplate. "It's a great reminder," says Charles, "of the power of baptism, and it was sung at my ordination. Here's 'I Bind Unto Myself Today' from the Corpus Christi Male Chorale."
Beneath me, Christ above me, Christ in me.
That's a tremendous hymn. Oh my goodness. Sitting here looking at the words while we're listening to that sung by the Corpus Christi Male Chorale. Just tremendous ancient hymn of a confession of the Trinity with Christ at the very center. That's what makes the kind of hymns that bear up under the weight of time and of tribulation and of turmoil for the church, the kind of hymns that hold hearts fast in the Christian faith century after century. What's your favorite Pentecost and Trinity hymn? Once you answer that question, when we come back, it's Wednesday afternoon, August the 1st. This is Issues Etc. What are the sources and origins of writings like the Book of Mormon, the Quran, and the Gospel of Thomas, and how do they compare to the Bible? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August is One Word, Many Writings, A Study of the Origins of Religious Writings. You can read an excerpt at issuesetc.org, or you can find out more about One Word, Many Writings by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. One Word, Many Writings by Dr. Adam Francisco.
Over summer, 2.5 months of what a child learned in school can leak away. Call Sylvan to turn summer learning loss into a gain. Sylvan pinpoints exactly what skills your child needs in just 3 hours a week over 12 weeks. You'll see results in your child's math or reading performance improving one grade level guaranteed. Demonstrated through the pre and post assessment. So call now. At participating locations only. Some restrictions may apply. Call for complete guarantee details.
Sylvan Learning Center of Shiloh, 618-628-0018. 628-0018.
Historic, authentic Christian radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The virtual organist service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
What makes Christ our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as His baptized and forgiven child. Christ our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August is a Bible study called One Word, Many Writings, a study of the origins of religious writings beginning with the Old and New Testament. It runs through other writings like the Gospel of Thomas, the Quran, the Analects of Confucius, things that are even more a little obscure like the Tao Te Ching, the Lotus Sutra, some that I can't even pronounce, the Book of Mormon, and even Dianetics. The holy book of the Church of Scientology from Dr. Adam Francisco, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August, One Word, Many Writings from Concordia Publishing House. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or give Concordia Publishing House a call and order One Word, Many Writings, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. Let's go to Cody, who's listening in Olympia, Washington. Cody, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you.
What's your favorite Pentecost or Trinity hymn, and why?
We all believe in one true God. The person that is the catechism hymn of Martin Luther. Because it's a catechism hymn. I mean, it tells us all that we need to know.
Cody, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Washington. Yeah, Luther wrote a great many hymns that have come to be associated with the Pentecost and Trinity season. Luther liked his hymns to be creedal or invocations, so he wrote a lot of those about the Holy Spirit. And the one that is simply marvelous that we use sometimes as a substitute for the creed, a hymnic substitute for the creed, because it's so faithful to the creed itself, is this from his pen. And it's called We All Believe in One True God.
We all believe.
That's We All Believe in One True God, penned by the 16th century reformer Martin Luther. And that was a favorite one of our listeners in Washington for his Pentecost and Trinity hymn. Actually, Bob in Florida agrees with Cody in Washington. He says, "We all believe in one true God," from Martin Luther, like all of his catechetical hymns, but especially enjoy this creedal hymn the most. Not sung too often, though. We really ought to be singing that more often. Like I said, the doctrine of the church is often preserved better in our hymns than it is in our preaching or our confession, sad to say. Carol in San Jose, California chimes in. She's got one of my favorites on her list. Isaiah Mighty Seer in Days of Old. It's another Luther hymn, by the way. She says, because it's a glimpse of heaven and because it portrays the might and awe-inspiring presence of God with the Trinitarian threefold cry, "Holy is God, the Lord of Sabaoth," and it links us with the Lutheran Church throughout the centuries because of it is the ancient Lutheran version of the Sanctus, that great hymn of the cherubim sung in conjunction with the Lord's Supper. She says, it reminds me of the reverent worship at my church of origin, now gone, where the rafters rang with this song and with the sound of many voices. This is Isaiah Mighty Seer from the Concordia Seminary Lutheran Hour Chorus.
Filled all the
Isaiah, my mighty seer from the Concordia Seminary Lutheran Hour chorus. That is absolutely one of my favorite Pentecost and Trinity hymns. What about you? 1-877-623-6943. That's the question I'm asking and you're answering during this hour of Issues, Etc. Talk back at issuesetc.org, or you can also leave your answer to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Andy's listening in Kirkwood, Missouri. Andy, welcome.
Hi, Todd. I was thinking about Holy Ghost, light divine, shine upon this heart of mine. And the Holy Trinity, of course, is one God, but we think of each person of it as having various functions. We're created and sustained by God the Father. We're redeemed and forgiven by God the Son. But faith is implanted in us and sustained in us by the Holy Spirit. And for a person like me, I really need the Holy Spirit every day, too, to sustain that faith. And so that's why that's one of my favorite hymns.
Andy, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Missouri. Here's the London String Ensemble with Holy Ghost, Light Divine. Some of our listeners' favorite Pentecost and Trinity hymns during this hour of Open Lines, Issues, Etc. It's Wednesday afternoon, August the 1st. Our call-in number, if you want to answer that question, what's your favorite Trinity or Pentecost hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org. You can also send your answer to us via Twitter at issuesetc, or we've left space at our Facebook fan page for you to leave an answer to that question. What's your favorite Pentecost or Trinity hymn and why? Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away a copy or two of the CD called We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God, the Hymns of Stephen Starkey, to the listeners with the best answer to those questions during this hour of Audio Open Lines, Issues, Etc. 1-877-623-6943, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org.
Pastor Todd, I downloaded your Issues, Etc. app for my Android phone, and I listen to it while I'm on the treadmill.
You can listen to Issues, Etc. live or on demand with the new Issues, Etc. Android or iPhone app. You can download these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. in the palm of your hand. Download an app today.
My new Adam really enjoys the app while I'm on the treadmill.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues, Etc. with Thrivent Choice. We're churchmen, not company men. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Emmanuel Lutheran, Alexandria, Virginia. Bethel Lutheran, Ballinger, Texas. Mount Calvary Lutheran, Eola, Texas. Beautiful Savior Lutheran, Bridgeton, Missouri. Christ Our King Community Lutheran, Costa Mesa, California. Lord of Life Lutheran, Plano, Texas. Christ Lutheran, Platte Woods, Missouri. Hope Lutheran, Sonora, Texas. Faith Lutheran, Azona, Texas. And Emmanuel Lutheran, Steger, Illinois. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300. Welcome back to Issues Etc. live this Wednesday afternoon. It's the 1st of August. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Pentecost or Trinity hymn and why? And we're playing the hymns for you. Your answer to that question, it's audio open lines, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's a tally of the Pentecost and or Trinity hymns that our listeners have chosen so far today. Father Most Holy, We All Believe in One True God, Isaiah Mighty Seer Sword, Come Holy Ghost Creator Blessed, Holy, 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 I Bind Unto Myself Today, and Holy Ghost with Light Divine. What's missing from that list? What would you add to it by way of your favorite Pentecost or Trinity hymn? Just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Listening in Kansas City, here's David. Hi, David.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. My favorite hymn for the Trinity and Pentecost seasons is O Day Full of Grace. And the reason is that the Holy Spirit does not point to the Holy Spirit's self. The Holy Spirit brings us Jesus Christ, all of Him, in word and sacrament. And the O Day Full of Grace takes us through the whole life of Jesus Christ, His earthly ministry, up through His ascension and so forth, and brings in that day of Pentecost when, O day full of grace, that now we see, you know, when the Holy Spirit wipes away, effaces our sin, by the work of Christ, He brings us.
That's a marvelous answer, Dave. Thank you very much for listening in Kansas City. Let's hear that one. There's the James Chorale under the direction of Carl Schalk with the hymn, O Day Full of Grace.
Thank you.
think Dave was absolutely right. That's one of those kind of hymns that tells the whole story so beautifully. Just look at that third stanza. For Christ bore our sins and not his own when he on the cross was hanging. And then he arose and moved the stone that we unto him belonging might join with an angelic host to raise our voices in endless singing. And then, of course, that Pentecost where it all gets delivered through God's word by the Holy Spirit. He came to us then at Pentecost, his spirit new life revealing that we might no more from him be lost, all darkness for us dispelling. His flame will the mark of sin efface and bring to us all his healing. That is a marvelous Trinity and Pentecost hymn. Dave, thank you very much. It's called O Day Full of Grace. Now, I want to hear from you. What's your favorite Pentecost or Trinity hymn and why? We still have plenty of time for your answer to that question. Just give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. We stand ready to hear your answer and play your hymn on this Wednesday afternoon, August the 1st. 1-877-623-6943. Send us your answer via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at @issuesetc or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away a copy of the CD, We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God, the hymns of Stephen Starkey, to the listeners with the best answers to that question. What's your favorite Pentecost or Trinity hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet at @issuesetc or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. If you send your answer to us via email or Twitter or our Facebook fan page, remember to include your city and state. We always like to know where you're listening to Issues, etc. These hymns have so much to offer us, every single one of them. They offer us not only a message peculiar to the Pentecost or Trinity season, but they are hymns for the whole year. They're hymns for the whole Christian life. Becky listens in Japan, and her answer to the question, what's her favorite Pentecost or Trinity hymn, is Come Thou Almighty King. She says, I like the tune. I like knowing that God comes down to me or to us. I like the plea for help. It's a good reminder that I can do nothing without Christ. Here's that hymn. And Becky, thanks for listening in Japan. Come Thou Almighty King, just a bit of it from the London Philharmonic Choir. Just a little bit of that. Come Thou Almighty King. Becky, thanks for listening in Japan. Here's some that nobody have voted for so far. Think about these. Are they among your favorites for the Pentecost or Trinity season? Come Holy Ghost, our souls inspire. Come down, O love divine. Holy Spirit, the dove sent from heaven. God the Father be our stay. There's an old standby. To you we pray, O God the Holy Ghost. That's another Luther hymn. Hail Thee Festival Day. That's on my favorites list as well. It's a hymn that plays well for just about any festival day, but especially for that of Pentecost. O Holy Spirit, enter in. That one hasn't been voted for yet. Come Gracious Spirit, Heavenly Dove. Come, O Quickening Spirit. All glory be to God on high. Or what about Holy God, we praise your name. Come God, Creator, Holy Ghost. Or, oh, that I had 1,000 voices. All those listed among Pentecost or Trinity hymns. Which of those is your favorite Pentecost or Trinity hymn? It's Wednesday afternoon, August the 1st. We're getting your answers to that question. It's audio open lines, 1-877-623-6943. talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc, or answer our question, what's your favorite Pentecost or Trinity hymn, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
At steadfastlutherans.org, we've been called contentious. We've even been called the brothers of John the curmudgeon, and we may well be curmudgeonly sometimes. but we always have the best and clearest voices in confessional Lutheranism. Articles from Molly Hemingway, Martin Nolan, Clement Preuss, Todd Wilkin, and a host of regular contributors. Come check out the new Lutheran media. Always clear, always concise, always confessionally Lutheran. SteadfastLutherans.org.
If Issues Etc. refuses to scratch your itchy ears and scratches your old scabs instead, and you love them for it, then Redeemer Lutheran Church is the church in Fort Wayne for you. The only real difference between Issues Etc. and Redeemer is that Todd and Jeff only talk about Jesus. We talk about Jesus, but we also put him into people's mouths. We drive off demons with water. We are the church, and yes, we serve Jell-O in the basement.
Sacramental, historical, liturgical. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We have a special premium for first-time donors to Issues Etc. It's the new Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mousepad. We'll send it to you for your first-time donation to Issues Etc. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also make your first-time gift by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Thanks for your support.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
Welcome back. 10 more minutes in Audio Open Lines. Your answer to the question, what's your favorite Pentecost or Trinity hymn and why? I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Issues Etc. depends a lot on its listeners for promotion. That is, word of mouth is the very best promotion that we have. Our listeners are the best advertisement Issues Etc. has ever had. Now, I know that many of you have listened for years. Maybe you haven't listened for years. Maybe you've only started listening recently. But you haven't supported Issues Etc. I understand that. I listen to a lot of things I don't support either. But I know you'd like to support Issues Etc. For a first-time donation to Issues Etc., we're going to thank our first-time donors by giving them the new, brand new, and nobody else gets this, the Issues Etc. And Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. It is exactly what it sounds like. It's a mouse pad with the logo of Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio on it for our first-time donors. Now, you can make a first-time donation at our website, issuesetc.org. That's a secure donation. Or you can make a check payable to Issues Etc. and mail it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. That's LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. We appreciate all the support and all the gifts, but first-time donors are going to get a thanks of the mouse pad that has the Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio logo on it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for keeping us in mind during the challenging summer months. James in Evansville, Illinois, that's where he listens. He says, "It is so hard to narrow it down. Holy God, we praise thy name," he says, "both because it is a form of the Te Deum." That's a great idea. That's a great reason. "And," he says, "for the line planted in my heart, through the church the song goes on." Wow. It's a good reason. James, thanks for listening at Evansville, Illinois. Here's the St. Olaf Cantarai with "Holy God, We Praise Your Name."
Thank you.
The hymn, Holy God, We Praise Your Name, another great choice that came from James in Evansville, Illinois. Some of the very best theology is found in the church's hymnody. You got to wonder, why would anybody want to abandon this stuff? I don't know why anyone would want to abandon this stuff. So well preserves the faith of the church. Now, one of my favorites, saved it for the last, and the recording's too long to play the whole thing. We'll get a taste of it. One of my favorite, not only goes for Pentecost, but for any festival day, but it's a beautiful one for Pentecost. The hymn is called Hail Thee Festival Day from the Keble College Choir. College Choir with the hymn Hail Thee Festival Day. Wow, thank you very much for all your votes for your favorite Pentecost or Trinity hymn. I promised I'd give away a couple copies of We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God, the hymns of Stephen Starkey. They go to James in Evansville. James, if you would send us your mailing address. And David in Kansas City, I think it was Kansas City, who called earlier. If you'd send us your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send you the CD. We praise you and acknowledge you, O God, the hymns of Stephen Starkey. You might be asking yourself at the end of this hour of listening to hymns with us, where can I hear more? I got an answer for you right after the show today. Just as soon as we close, go to LutheranPublicRadio.org. All of the hymns that you heard today come from the music library of Lutheran Public Radio, and it's playing there 24/7. In fact, as a special treat to our listeners for the next hour of Lutheran Public Radio, right after Issues Etc. today, we'll be playing nothing but Trinity and Pentecost hymns, some of them that you heard today and some that we didn't get a chance to play. LutheranPublicRadio.org. It's absolutely free. It's 24/7. It's 365 days a year. It's sacred music for the church, Pentecost and Trinity hymns for one solid hour, after Issues Etc. Tune in right away, LutheranPublicRadio.org. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we're going to pick up our series with Pastor Will Whedon. I think we're to part number 7 so far, and only about, well, as time goes, we're only about 5 minutes into the divine service, if you were counting it on a Sunday morning. We talked the last time about the Gloria. There's another hymn of praise that has come into the life of the church that we'll talk. So we'll pick up on the Gloria with Pastor Will Whedon on our historic liturgy series. And we'll also talk about the hymn, This is the Feast, where it came from and where it's appropriate to use in the divine service. It's our series on the historic liturgy with Pastor Will Whedon. That's tomorrow, Thursday, on Issues Etc. The hymns of the church are the voice of faith. They are drawn up out of the deep wells of Scripture, and they hold fast the faith of many Christians for centuries. They transcend culture and time and politics and nationality and ethnicity because they are the church's song. And they all sing of Christ. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
The Church's Music from the 20th Century. The 17th Century. The 11th Century. The 8th Century. The 4th Century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.